Welcome to the Ellie and Bex podcast. We'd like to thank all of you for listening. 91.9 CFM.
Yeah, welcome to it. Hope you're enjoying yourself wherever you are, whatever time this may be.
Whatever's happening in your life, just generic stuff.
Maybe it's your birthday. If so, happy birthday.
Maybe it's not. Happy not birthday.
Maybe it's your anniversary. If so, happy anniversary. We could go on, but we won't.
We'll just tell you what was on the show. One of us this week is going to have to wear a chicken suit, and I figure it's going to be me. A massive charity push. If you're listening to this and you own a Sunny Coast business that has the occasional even cash-based customer, please, we are looking to try and get 50 inclusive kids coin boxes into businesses by the end of this week.
And if you just want to hear some inane banter about pegs, then you've also come to the right place. So, you know, win-win on this podcast.
Mm.
Enjoy.
Peg it.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
Tiesto with Tate McRae. It's 10:35 on 91.9 CFM. That's not what the time is right now. It's 4:45. We are Ellie and Bex.
Oh, that's just going to ruin so many people, isn't it?
Good drive
Although,
home.
Can you do us a favour? Because every radio jock or disc jockey likes to make, draw a pun.
If there's
one like November Raid. Well, it's not raining today.
Yeah, but it's March.
Can you have a go at that one as schlocky as possible? Just like, because it comes naturally to you.
Okay, all right. Okay, I'm going to be one of those upbeat jocks who does skits.
Yeah.
Okay, come off the back of the song and what? Tiesto? It's not 10:35. It's 4:45.
Oh, great.
On 91.9 CFM, your home for hit music.
Because the song has a time in it.
Funny you say that. Because what I'm about to talk about right now, I know we've touched on a few times on the show, but I just feel like more light needs to be shone on it because it has blown my mind. ChatGPT, right?
What is that?
It's this new AI technology,
mm-hmm.
which basically is your own personal assistant on the computer or on your phone, right?
Isn't it the thing that's potentially going to replace us as radio?
It is 100%. Not only us, it's going to replace everyone. It scares me to death.
Because you hate robots.
I hate robots, right? So it's literally like a chat room and you can write anything you want. Like write me a story about Ellie and Bex and it will write a story as long as you want, right? On the weekend, my boyfriend put in, give me some trivia questions and it wrote, trivia questions for us. So all night we played trivia and it's instantaneous.
Remember when your boyfriend was trying to write a note to you that was kind of a little bit of a backhanded compliment about your lack of attention to the washing, et cetera, and it wouldn't do it?
It's got morals.
It refused to do it because it's got some sort of thing in it that won't allow it to abuse people.
It's a robot with morals. Well, people are using it for everything. Like you ask me to do anything right now, I'll type it in, it'll do it. Just before I was playing around with it and I said, I typed in, write a radio script that goes for less than 1 minute on popular music station CFM on the Sunshine Coast with hosts Ellie and Bex, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what it spat out. Now, I've printed out a version for you.
Are we going to have to read this?
It's scripted for us. So this is what a robot wrote within 30 seconds of me typing that, right?
Yeah.
Ellie, hey there, Sunshine Coast. You're listening to CFM, the station that plays all your favourite hits. I'm Ellie and joining me today is my fabulous co-host Bex.
Hey, everyone. We're so excited to be here today.
Oh, yeah, let's get some music. Yep. Oh, that's your whole line. We sure are. And we've got a great lineup of music for you today. From the latest pop hits to classic rock anthems, we've got it all.
Untrue. And if you're in the mood for a particular song or just want to say hello, hit us up on our social media channels. We'd love hearing from our listeners.
And don't forget to stick around for our exclusive interviews with some of the biggest names in music. We've got some amazing guests lined up for you.
So keep it locked right here to CFM, where we bring you the best music on the Sunshine Coast.
That's right. We'll be back after this short break with more great hits. Stay tuned. I mean,
It's not bad. I mean, it's pretty clunky.
It's quite generic.
But can I just get you to read that first line for me again? Thanks. It says, hey there, Sunshine Coast. You go from there.
Hi there, Sunshine Coast. You're listening to CFM, the station that plays all your favourite hits.
I'm Ellie,
and joining me today is my fabulous co-host, Bex.
Oh,
do you know what?
This must be bullshit if you're calling me that. I mean, absolutely.
There's a part I didn't mention, right? I said, write a radio script, goes less than 1 minute, blah, blah, blah. And then I added on at the end, Ellie is the more popular host.
Oh, is that why
you got sign of that in the script.
What about you got 85 lines.
Oh,
all I
okay,
say is, oh, how good's the music?
Ellie and Bex.
91.9.
CFM. Summing up the weather nicely on the coast today, isn't she? I did need my umbrella this morning. You're correct, Rhiannon. We're Ellie and Bex.
Oh, God.
Now, you know what
that sounded like? And you, thank you for joining us on ABC Classic FM.
I listened to
coming up, Beethoven's Concerto No. 5. My particular use of the string section in this one, I think you'll find quite captivating.
Excuse me, I'll have you know, I listened to them yesterday and they were doing a segment on the history of shopping in Southeast Queensland. It's very interesting.
You need to do a history of pressing the button.
Okay.
Thanks.
Kings Beach Tavern. Good vibes, cold drinks, great food, cracking live music. Ellie and Bex. Three little words.
Thank God. I mean, Jackie from Toowoomba, she nearly checked out despite the lure of $150 to spend at the Kings Beach Tavern, that mecca of live music in all good times. Hello, Jack.
Hello, I'm still here,
waiting patiently.
Okay, well, I'm glad that my cell of the ABC radio segment didn't lose you.
Leaving in drugs. So, Jack, the way this works is really simple. Chaney's going to say three words to you. You're going to just say the first word that pops into your mind each time, right? I won't hear any of that. And then I'll get a go at the same process if they match up $150 to spend at the Kings Beach Tavern, which is a lot of money.
Oh, it'd be wonderful.
Yeah, you can make a holiday of it. You might have to drive down and stay tonight from Toowoomba.
Pack a tent.
Yeah. All right, Jackie. All right. I'm sending Bex away from the headphone area right now. It is just you and me.
Can you make that sound any more convoluted?
The headphone area. I don't know. The studio? All right, my friend, here we go. Word number one. The first thing that comes to your mind when I say the word summer.
Winter.
Good one. Solid answer. That's what I would have said. Word number two, podcast.
Music.
Okay. Interesting. And the third word is stubby. Shh.
Sorry, that was a yawn.
Yeah, that was a yawn. Yeah, sorry. He's yawning over the important stuff. Go away from the headphone area. Okay. Stubby. S-T-U-B-B-Y.
Oh, beer.
Love it. All righty. I will bring
old mate back to the headphone long. Area. Three words.
Well, sorry that Jackie and I were enjoying talking to each other.
Not three paragraphs.
Okay, Bex. Word number one.
Yes.
Summer. First thing that comes
sunshine.
To your mind. Sunshine. Oh, wait. Wrong one. Sorry. That was the...
Was it winter?
It was winter.
Damn it,
of course
sorry.
It was winter.
I'm so
well,
sorry.
That was
Let's keep going.
Hang on,
keep going. We'll do the
All right,
do the
word number two was podcast.
Radio.
She said music. And word number three was stubby.
There's no music on a podcast, Jackie.
I did have that.
Cooler?
That's what I would have said also. She went for beer.
Yeah.
Jack, I tell you what.
Never mind.
We didn't quite line up.
I had fun with you, Jackie.
But we're going to give you $50 to spend. At the Kings Beach Tavern.
Yeah, of course.
Just for showing up.
Because that's nice.
Yeah, well,
Thank you.
Jackie, bloody
nice.
Love you, Jackie. Yeah, you're welcome anytime.
Jackie. Good on you.
I liked her first.
Your misfortune is other people's fortune because next week that prize jackpots, so we're going to have $200 up for grabs at the Kings Beach Tavern.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM.
The pegs belong on the line or off the line. And I mean when you approach the washing line with a pile of washing, which I do very, very rarely, I want to add.
Okay.
My wife does 95% of the washing, mainly because I think she washes anything as soon as she looks at it. That's going to go on the wash.
Yeah, my partner's a bit like that too.
Yeah. They're very similar, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. In fact, they said that. We went out to dinner the other night and they were chatting and getting along famously.
And you and I were like, well, fine, why don't you guys just be together? No, we took it much better than that. And when I get to the line, my wife has two habits which do annoy me a little.
Mm-hmm.
One is she pins things together with the peg so she overlaps.
Oh, that's a good way to save space.
And a good way to overlap wet pieces of cloth. The other thing is she leaves the pegs on the line.
And for me, that is not.
There's a basket. I think when you're taking things off the line, you then have to put the pegs in the basket because then you have a clean slate to put stuff wherever you want. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but aren't you then adding more time to the process when you've got to go back and forth
to the basket? Of course, because you're cleaning up someone else's problem.
No, because if the pegs are already on there.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
You just open them a little
bit. That works if you're hanging exactly the same stuff in exactly the same places. But invariably, you're going to have to move some of them because,
I've got a, you know, a jumper here instead of a what was a tea towel or whatever else.
You're just moving it like 20 centimetres.
That times 50 times, all of a sudden you've moved it a kilometre.
Well, I am controversial in this debate because, get this, I don't use pegs.
I would have, it's funny because I would have tipped you as a pegger.
Someone, right along
someone
from
who uses pegs.
I don't use pegs. Nope. I do all my washing on the clothes horse and dry all my clothes inside because my house gets so bloomin' hot that it's actually quicker to do that.
Anyone else really happy that our girl's all grown up and she's washing stuff now?
Yeah. Huge.
Kat's in Pack Paradise. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Kat. Hello. Welcome to this very, very important discussion.
Hard hitting. Where's Darren Hinch?
What are your thoughts?
Well, I am all for taking them off the line as soon as they've been used, only because if you leave them on the line, they deteriorate, and then, like, the plastic one, they just crack, and the wooden ones, the metal bits just get all rusted and stuff. Oh. So I always take them off, put them in the basket, and even bring the basket inside.
Yes, air conditioned, maybe.
Commitment to
maybe
the pegs.
Pour the basket a glass of wine, you know, give it a back rub.
There's nothing more annoying than going out to hang your clothes up and you've got to move all the pegs that are there already.
Yes. Thank you.
I don't know.
It's like a female me on the phone.
Yeah. But you seem quite passionate about this, Kat. Yeah. I feel like we've tapped into the right person
exactly.
to give us an answer here.
Exactly. Beautiful start from you, Kat. Thank you. Pegs, do they belong on the line or off 545-11919?
Yeah. Hello, Cara in Budrum.
Hello, how are you going?
Oh, we're pretty good, thank you.
We go, okay, Cara, you sound like a classy lady.
You sound like someone
who doesn't just leave pegs strewn on the destitute on the line regardless of what's happening.
Well, I'm going to have to disagree.
Yes, Cara.
Because now I have a family and a business to run and I am extremely busy all the time, abundantly full of activities, I like to say.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm all about maximum efficiency. Mm-hmm. Everything has to be absolutely optimised in terms of time. So I appreciate that the plastic pegs get deteriorated and so the wooden. So I buy the stainless steel marine grade pegs so they can stay on the line. And then I leave them on the line because I don't have the time to take them off, put them in the basket, bring them in. I just need them right there as soon as I hang up the clothes.
Look, you know, everyone's got their reasons. I could debunk a bunch of that. I've got the stainless steel ones too, and it must be because I'm closer to the water, but they started going.
Way to get a flex into there, didn't you, Cara?
No, it wasn't a flex.
Because of my waterfront property.
Now, listen, what I will say is this.
The stainless steel pegs that I buy, I have to use my platinum gold ones.
Platinum gold.
They're the only one who put up with the salt in the air from the pontoon property.
Cara, I think we're just about done. Yeah, we are just about done. I was going to have a conversation with the lady, but my card has been punched. Forgotten what I was going to say. But I just think that, look, your explanation of having no time, fair enough. I mean, it's a bit of a stretch, let's be honest, but it's fair enough. Ellie, on the other hand, wakes up at 10 o'clock, has to be at work at midday. I'm just not sure it holds water.
I'm a busy gal in between those times too, Cara. I get it.
Yeah, everyone's busy. It's different, right?
Have you ever dried a sheet over the table, Cara? Just literally use it kind of as a tablecloth to dry?
Not the table. However, we do have a really long pool fence. And sometimes, because the washing line is all the way around the other side of the house, sometimes I do throw a few things over the pool fence.
Yeah.
And now who's flexing? I've got a really long pool fence. Oh, yeah.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9 CFM. Ellie and Bex, you feel good drive home.
A bop, that one.
Across the sunny coast. That is a bop. Troy Sivan should do more of those. Sunny Coast, please welcome to the show our newest big boss. His name is Benny. I believe he's graced the airwaves.
Don't worry, folks. Big Boss Rod is still here and still the voice of our show.
Oh, yeah.
But he's now big boss.
Does that mean, Benny's just mediocre boss? Would you like us to call you mediocre boss?
Hang on. Welcome, Benny.
First of all, those in-jokes about the bop, have you explained to you?
No, because it's just fun for us.
To the C family.
Ellie got in trouble for a lack of music passion when she described a song as a bit of a bop, quote unquote.
A bit boppy.
So when you hauled us over the coals for that one,
Old Lay Chaney's arrived.
The next show, that's all we did.
I've noticed that.
Because we're children.
So I'll give you approval. If you're going to go hard on me, go real hard.
All right.
All right. Well, shots fired, I want hard.
Well, I mean,
I'm not interested in starting fights with management.
Yeah, and I actually, given you've requested this time on our show to set us some kind of a challenge, I feel like we should be nice to you until we find out
like,
what it
you
is.
Know, don't, why can't you just program in your own show, like, you know, Sunday nights or something like that?
You guys always, like, first of all, you said, oh, we can do, so at the moment, of course, inclusive for kids.
Mm-hmm.
We're helping them out with their coin boxes, making sure their coin boxes are in business.
Bunch of them got stolen. Bunch of them got lost during COVID. Hundreds of them
That's
gone.
A beautiful cause, of course, to raise money for underprivileged children.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys just went, oh, I could do that. I could get this done. And it's very sporty, this show, isn't it? Especially you, Bexy.
Yeah.
And so the challenge, just do it. Yeah. I love this sort of stuff, right? So I'm going to set a challenge this week. You've got a week to get 50 coin boxes in businesses across the sunny coast.
Okay, cool. Easy.
Or what?
I'm going to go 75.
Yeah, okay. Can you just calm down over there, mate?
I'm not your child.
Wait till he finishes.
I talked to him like I did. My kids just said, do you want to go higher?
Do you want a smack?
Do you want another one? Let's go 50. And if you don't get 50 done by the end of the week, I've hired a chicken suit.
What?
Just hear me.
That escalated.
Yeah, well, this is good, right?
Yeah.
So you got a week, or the chicken suit comes out, and one of you's got to hit the road in the chicken suit.
On the Friday?
The show on the road. Yeah, let's get end of the week by Friday to get the remainder of those boxes into businesses. And I'm looking at you, Bexy.
I mean, I don't want to brag, but I do a good bok-bok.
Excuse me.
Really? Is that all you bring to the situation?
That's
just
all you
quietly. Just quietly, over the weekend, I have amassed a list of places. Look at that, Benny. Look at how I'm going already. Of confirmed places that are going
to
have these.
At least someone's contributing to this show.
Ellie's
just making chicken.
Ellie, how are you going?
I am just showing you that I will be fine in the chicken
soup. I have
soup.
Several.
Yeah, same.
What have you done?
Who have you got?
Where's your list,
I'll name people. Who have you got?
Where's your list, Ellie?
My list is in the computer.
My list. You should know off the top of your head.
All right, sweet. 50 by the end of the week.
She's done bugger all.
She's gone bugger all.
How does this work? I'm going to end up in the chicken suit just like I had pink hair and purple hair and lost all my hair.
Giving people what they want
to
see.
One of us is prepared to do stuff out of our comfort zone for the kids. The other one's Eleanor Rose Chaney.
What are you talking about, bro? I've just been a chicken for you for the last 2 minutes.
See, Ben, what you got to...
You've been working this weekend. Yeah. She's been in Noosa, isn't it? Nice?
Yeah, and I also know,
I worked yesterday!
I also know, Ben, that you've worked with her before. You may forget that when she feels challenged, she goes to silly.
Yeah, she does.
So this is what's happening.
Really? I feel like I'm just silly most of the time, to be fair.
Oh, I'm too cool. Look
challenge has been
Accepted.
Set.
Done.
Yeah,
Bring
done.
It on. All right.
Well, what if we get 50 by tomorrow? Then you're out in the chicken soup, Benny.
No, look, listen, you're not getting any at this stage. You don't even have
do
any.
Work,
all right,
please.
If you are a local business on the sunny coast, please get in touch with me specifically.
Yeah, give us a call.
Apparently, because this is a competition.
Give us a call right now.
We just need literally a bit of counter space. That's all you need to provide.
Yeah.
That we can put our inclusive kids coin box on to raise money for underprivileged kids
on
the sunny
back.
Coast.
Thank you. Welcome back, chicken.
Ellie and Bex.
91.9
BFM. I'm going to make a statement.
Oh, great.
And I want you to tell me your visceral reaction to it.
Uh-huh.
The Sunshine Coast has the worst drivers in Australia.
Go. Oh, not the worst. Definitely not the best.
Yeah.
No, I don't know. I think every place has some dodgies.
I agree.
And you and I are actually qualified because we've lived all around this country.
I thought you were saying because we're dodgy drivers.
No. We've lived multiple places.
That's the thing. I wouldn't say that the Sunshine Coast has the worst drivers,
but
that is the top line of an article in the Sunshine Coast News today. And it's basically, it's kind of an opinion piece by the looks of it, about the worst habits of Sunshine Coast drivers, because they're saying, they reckon we've got the worst ones.
They knew it was going to be a slow news day. And like,
it has been the slowest news
day. What are the primals, guys? Can we talk about interest rates? No, we're kind of flogging that at the moment. How about we go with rising cost of living? Yeah, flogging that as well. What about, do we have a puff piece? Maybe there's this, anything happening with the Irwins that we can go with? No, don't worry about that.
Well, what does that say about us? Because we're talking about it on our show
as well.
Yeah,
we get it secondhand. Don't worry about that.
It's fair enough. Yep. I think, you know, they've written a list of the worst habits of Sunny Coast drivers.
Yeah, but it's a generic. Could I have written it anyhow? Could I have guessed it? You know
what
I mean?
Guess like, something that's on it then.
Well, I'll tell you what really gets me
is
the right-hand lane is an overtaking lane. It's not a lane to go and do, you know.
That is number four
80,
on the list.
80% of the speed limit and just hang out there for the rest of you. And I know this because one day driving on the Hume Highway between Albury and somewhere else, no one inside. I hadn't seen a vehicle for hours.
Mm.
And I just got a little bit carried away with myself and I was just cruising along, pulled over by the coppers, got pinged $250 or something for being in the right-hand lane.
Yeah, you've told me that story before. That's ridiculous. I prefer driving in the right-hand lane on big country trips because I feel like you're further away from the side of the road. If a kangaroo jumps out, you're safer. Probably no legitimacy. Think about
it, but what if you have to swerve? Wouldn't you much rather be near the side of the road where all the options to...
No, because there's trees you could bang into or crash into.
All right, folks.
Anyway.
Are we leaving it there?
No, I'll give you some other things on the list. Tailgating, that's probably my most hated. Yeah. Confusion at roundabouts. I tell you what, I drove to and from Noosa a lot this weekend and all the roundabouts in Noosa. I get that. No, I get the confusion.
Yeah.
There's so many of them. Uncertainty about merging. Also, I'm horrible at merging. So merging's, I feel like this is quite
pretty
tailored to
simple.
Me. No.
Be a zipper. What the Kiwis do.
I'm from Western Australia. No one can merge over there. It's like a well-known thing about West Australians. Anyway, we thought we'd get your thoughts. 545.
We've talked about it all the time.
For WA people it is, okay? Back me, WA people, if you're listening. What do you reckon Sunny Coast drivers suck at the most? This is your chance to vent, okay?
Look at it a different way. What particular road behaviour really pisses you off?
Suzanne is in Noosa. Hi, Suze.
Hey, guys. How you going?
Good, we are thanks. Very well. How are you? You well?
And just to start, I'm good. But just to start, you know, it's not Sunny Coast's fault that we're the worst drivers. A lot of cars on the Sunny Coast are actually obviously produced without indicators. So there's your first problem.
Yes.
You know. But honestly, the thing that gets my goat is, and I don't know if anyone else, I don't know why this happens, from the roundabout at Coolum on the Sunshine Coast Motorway to Maroochydore, you can't ever get over 80. I don't know what is going on, people.
And in the other direction, to be fair. To be fair, the other way as well. As soon as as soon as it goes down to one lane, it's like everyone loses three cylinders. Fair dinkum.
It's like, are we looking at something? Am I missing something out the window? Like.
I get PTSD driving up to Noosa sometimes, I've got to be honest. It's not that hard. And people go, there are roundabouts. So you slow down and then you speed up. It's not that hard.
Yeah, I know, but apparently it is.
Oh, Suzanne, I feel like you've been holding that in.
And look at me, I'm getting like a vicarious anger on your behalf, Suze.
I don't understand. Someone needs to explain this phenomenon. I just don't understand.
While I've got you, I'm going to throw another one into the mix, see how you girls feel about it, okay?
Yep.
You're at the lights, okay? The light goes green. It's half a millisecond before you've reacted and someone's tooted already.
Yes.
For crying out loud.
100%.
I'm not premature tooter.
I hate a premature tooter.
There's nothing good in this world.
She was with her license and she was with her brother and she was at the lights. And literally, as it went green, they beeped at her and they both were like, what is going on?
Yeah.
Oh, I go
cool.
Incandescent. I mean, as Chaney just said, there's no situation in this life where, you know, tooting prematurely is a good thing. Let's
100%.
Be honest.
Let's go to Sandy. Sandy, what do you reckon is the thing that Sunny Coast drivers suck at the most?
I think not staying in the left-hand lane, especially on the highway.
Yeah.
Like New South Wales, Victoria, it's like a golden rule down there.
I always look at it, Sandy, and I think to myself, like, for example, you know, when you're coming onto the motorway, let's say down Nicklin Way, right, and you're driving, and I think to myself, if everyone just used the right-hand lane if they were going faster than the regular traffic and everyone else got out of the road and hung on the left and did what they want, we would not have any congestion.
You and I have exhausted,
Ellie, I have no idea what she's saying.
I have no idea what she's saying.
The only thing I made out there was exactly, Bex, you're correct. That's the only thing I made out.
What about, though, when you're in the right-hand lane and you're going the speed limit tailgate you?
It's an overtaking lane. You're meant to either use it to overtake or get out of it.
But what if you're on the Bruce and it's chock-a-block?
People are tailgating you and they're doing the limit and you're not. Then you should be over in the left-hand lane.
You're a nanner, Ellie. That's what she's saying. You're an absolute nanner. Thank you, Sandy. You're a wonderful woman.
Worst
reception in the world, but tell you what, like she's buried herself in Budrum.
I know.
Nonetheless, a good point made. Diana is in Biwa. Hi, Di.
Hi.
Di, would you like to have a vent about Sunny Coast drivers?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Approaching traffic lights and railway crossing. Putting their brakes on and slowing down like 20 kilometres an hour.
Oh, yeah.
Just waiting for them to change.
I mean, you could say on one hand that they're driving cautiously.
Hang on, it's Diana's rant. Yeah. I get you. It's like people. Yeah. Yes, I've done that. I've done that a million times, Diana. I'm so sorry. I hope you're never behind me.
I'll tell you, there's some choice words flying in
that. I bet. Tell you what. Good on you for getting it out of your system,
though. Yeah. We appreciate it.
Now speed up. The train's coming. Get there.
Yeah, but just do the speed limit, you know, like 60 k's. They need to slow down to 40.
Still going. Don't be,
you drongo.
Oh, good on you,
Thank you, Diana. Ellie and Bex. 91.9 CFM.